ने पहुंचा दे या रब, हमारी दवा है मदीने की गलियां, दो आलम तुम्हारा हुआ कमली वाले के तुम हो हबीबे खुदा, कमली वाले तुम्हारी किताबों दी आखरी है के हो खातमुल अंबिया, कमली वाले दो आलम तुम्हारा हुआ कमली वाले के तुम हो हबीबे खुदा, कमली वाले।
बहुत बहुत शुक्रिया जनाब ब्रदर खालिद महमूद साहब, बहुत ही खूबसूरत नशीद आपने समाप्त फरमाई। और सामने कराम नाज़रीन, ये प्रोग्राम सीरा कॉन्फ्रेंस स्पेशल ट्रांसमिशन ऑन आप हमें रेडियो 770 AM पर और इसके साथ साथ ई आवाज़ TV पर और फेसबुक पे हमें आप देख रहे हैं। लिविंग द लेगेसी ऑफ मोहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम, स्पॉन्सर्ड बाय इस्लामिक फाउंडेशन ऑफ टोरंटो। हम बहुत शुक्रगुजार हैं इस्लामिक फाउंडेशन ऑफ टोरंटो, उनकी तमाम मैनेजमेंट के कि उन्होंने ये प्रोग्राम हमारे लिए स्पॉन्सर किया है। अब से लेके 5 बजे तक ये प्रोग्राम आप हमें सुन सकेंगे और देख सकेंगे। चलिए साहब, मैं ले चलता हूँ आपको अब एक और खूबसूरत मैसेज की तरफ। उस्ताजा डॉक्टर सालेहा गंगत आपके लिए पेश करेंगी, समाप्त फरमाइए।
الله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. I begin in the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful. All praises for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Absolute, the One. He who created us in the best of forms, worthy of recognizing Him, His ma'rifat, and worthy of worshiping Him, His ibadat. And I send peace and blessings upon the final Prophet of Allah, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the epitome of perfection and whose every character is a perfect balance. Every character and action of his is simple and it's straight for us, his followers, to try to emulate. I would like to welcome you all to this blessed gathering where we have gathered with no other intention but to remember the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it is the mention of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that makes our gathering so virtuous and noble. And to remember that in this gathering, every time we are mentioning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are sending salawat on him. And each time we send a salawat on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we in turn receive numerous blessings. And each time we are sending salawat on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are actually joining Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the angels in sending salawat on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the angels are sending salawat on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So all believers, he's calling us believers that send salawat in peace on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us start this gathering by sending salawat on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. So when we study the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we see that he was blessed with the best of characters and manners. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about him, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, that indeed you have the highest of characters. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to us to exemplify the best of characters. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ, that indeed there is for you the best of example in the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so, for us to find an example and a role model in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was necessary that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a full range of human experiences so that everyone and anyone can relate to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we can find in him a perfect role model. So when we study his life, we find that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had experienced joy and he experienced sadness. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam experienced victory and he experienced loss. He had friends and followers who were willing to sacrifice everything for him, and he had foes and adversaries that had left no stone unturned in persecuting him and his followers. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam experienced poverty and he experienced prosperity. He endured oppression and he implemented a leadership model that has never been witnessed before or after him. And what is most significant is that it doesn't matter what experience the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had, what stage of life he was at, he displayed the most excellent of character. So as I was reflecting on what I can share with you today about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I thought, subhanallah, what a critical time to be talking about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, although we are blessed to be in a land where we are currently celebrating Islamic Heritage Month, and we've been, you know, having events all over Ontario celebrating the history of Islam. But we know what's going on around the world and the current events that are happening in France, the challenges that are being faced by our brothers and sisters down south. And so it got me thinking that we have people that are talking about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam who really have no business talking about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as they know nothing about him. And the reality is, if anyone would take out some time to learn of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would, if not love and believe the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would at least be in awe of him. It's like Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Man ra'ahu badihatan habahu wa man khalatahu ma'rifatan ahabbahu." That whoever would see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from far was in awe of him, and whoever would get to know him, they would love him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His personality and character was such that if you just observed him from far, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam made people's heads turn and got their attention. If you took some time to get to know the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you sat in his company, if you had any dealings or transactions with him, if you heard him speak, you would definitely fall in love with him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as I was thinking of some examples to share with you about the noble characters of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I thought, what better area of life to share about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam than his personal life and his family life? Because it's very easy for us to sort of put on a mask or put on an act and display the best of characters or behave in a certain way when we were dealing with people outside of the home. But who we truly are and what our true colors are very evident to those that live with us and that are the closest to us. And so when we study the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and how he was with his family, with his wives, and with his uncles, and with his children, and with his relatives, we see that they have beautiful and amazing things to say regarding the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came at a time and in a society that was very patriarch and very misogynistic, but the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam felt no shame in showing love to his wives and children. He took pride in serving them, and he treated them well, and he encouraged others to treat their families well. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Khayrukum khayrukum li ahlihi wa ana khayrukum li ahli." That the best of you is he who is the best to his family, and I am the best among you to my family. This is such a beautiful example of how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam not only treated his family well, but he encouraged the companions to treat their family well. And you know, these times when we're in isolations, or where, you know, our whereabouts are restricted and we're not going out and we spend a lot of time with our families and things are difficult, we have health concerns, we have financial difficulties, and often it's very easy to lose our cool or to not interact with our families in the best of ways, right? To get irritated or to complain about our family. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he tried to be the best that he could to his family. His good characters started from home. When someone asks, is it Aisha radiallahu anha, what's the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like in the house? And she replied, كان بشرا من البشر يفلي ثوبه ويحلب شاته ويخدم نفسه. That he was a human from among other humans, right? Just like other people. He took care of himself and his clothing. He milked his goats and he did all of his work himself. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had so many obligations. He had the work of da'wah to do. He had the fikr and the concern of humanity upon him. He had meetings to have and delegations to send, but it didn't matter. The Prophet ﷺ did not expect his family to wait hands and foot on him. Rather, the Prophet ﷺ took pride in not only doing his own work, but in serving his family. His family recognized this characteristics of the Prophet ﷺ. You know, when the Prophet ﷺ received prophethood, and this was a very heavy experience for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was a very difficult experience for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he feared for his life. So he came to his wife Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, the mother of the believer, and he told her, "Zammiluni, zammiluni," that cover me, cover me. And Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha reassured the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in some beautiful words. She said, "Kalla, wallahi ma yughzik Allahu abada." إنك لتصل الرحمة وتحمل الكل وتكسب المعدوم وتقضي الضيف وتعين على نوائب الحق. That, O Messenger of Allah, you are a person that is always in service of people. You're always taking care of people. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never forsake you. I mean, you're always taking care of your relatives and you're helping those that are poor and needy. And you're always standing up for the truth. And these are beautiful characters of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha vouched for, and she claimed that because of his service, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not forsake him or disgrace him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, within his family life, he showed love to his wives, he honored them. He told the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum that after him to learn the deen from Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, he didn't shy away from expressing love towards his children. It is mentioned in the books of hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would get up and greet Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, make room for her to sit, and he would express such joy whenever he would see her. It's mentioned in another hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried on the demise of one of his grandkids. And the companions were surprised to see that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was crying and feeling sad. No, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed lots of love and compassion to all children. He would play with them, he would carry them in public places, and he would even carry them while he was praying. And if during prayer he would hear a child cry, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would shorten his prayer so that the child can be attended to. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a servant in the household of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was a young boy. And Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never said uff to me over the 10 years of serving him. There wasn't anything that I did that he would say that, why did you do this? Or anything that I didn't do, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, why didn't you do this? And to me, this really speaks to the magnitude of his character. We all know how difficult the past few months have been with, you know, our own children being at home, not going to school, doing remote learning, trying to manage, you know, working from home or the affairs at home. How difficult it is to not lose our cool with our children, you know, to get upset, to really question what they're doing and what they're not doing. But here we had Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a servant in the household of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, I was a servant for 10 years and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never raised his voice or never got upset at me. How beautiful the character of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I mean, this was his character with children. There's another hadith in which Sahl ibn Sa'd radiallahu anhu reports that there was a drink that was brought to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drank from it. And then on the right side, there was a young boy that was sitting. And on the left side of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were many elderly men. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked this young boy if he can pass the drink to the older men. You see, the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that he would always pass things to the right. And so instead of just, you know, what you and I would do, automatically overlook the right of this child, or, you know, assume that, well, the child can wait. There are some people that are more important that should be having a, you know, priority or access to the drink first. The Prophet ﷺ recognized that this child, you know, is important, and this child has rights, and his opinion matters. And so he sought permission from this boy if it was okay for him to pass this drink to the other men and over, and if this boy was willing to give up his right. And the boy, subhanAllah, the love that he had for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the young boy replied, La wallahi ya Rasulullah, la uthiru bi nasibi minka ahadan. That no, by God, O Messenger of Allah, I will not give preference in my share from you to anyone. I have the right, O Prophet of Allah, to drink from the place, where the noble lips of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drank from. And this is a privilege. This is a right that I cannot give preference to anyone over this. This is my due right. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very happily passed the bowl to the boy. This was he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I mean, if this was the character of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his own family, with his own children, and with the children that were part of his community, we can't even begin to imagine how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's character was in the public sphere. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, you know, we have this cycle where ever so often there is some news, some book, some article, or a cartoon that is trying to defame and mock the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the reality is that those that are perpetrating these acts, they have, like I said, no business in speaking about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but also that they do not take the time to learn about our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we have to understand, you know, it's very emotional to experience, and it's very traumatizing. It affects our mental health and our well-being to have to go through these events over and over again. But we have to remember that sort of these tactics of trying to dishonor our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they're not new. Rather, they have been going on since the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Inshirah, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, that we have elevated your mention and we have exalted your mention, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the reality is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during his Meccan period, when, you know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was all by himself and he had a handful of followers and he was in a small city of Mecca in the middle of nowhere. And at that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that his name and his mention would be exalted. And no one could have imagined that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's name would spread this far and wide. And when we study the history or the Meccan period of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used his own enemies, those that were standing in his way, to carry out this task of spreading and exalting the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was carried out by them. So when the pilgrimage would come from all across the Arabian Peninsula, the disbelievers of Mecca would send out a group of men to warn them about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They would inform them that there is a man whose name is Muhammad, and he's a soothsayer, and he causes separation and disunity between father and son, and between brother and brother, and between husband and wife, so stay away from him. And, you know, in their thoughts, they were trying to discredit the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were trying to defame, alayhi billah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But what really happened was that they actually introduced the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to every corner of Arabia, and this sort of naturally created curiosity amongst the masses. And despite the warning, the people started to become curious and to get to know about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when they heard about his character and his integrity and the manners of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they witnessed the influence that his characters had on the companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, that the companions were transformed into these people that were the best versions of themselves, regarding whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "Ashabi kan nujum bi ayyihim qatadaytum ihtadaytum," that my companions are like shining stars. Any one of them that you follow, they'll lead you to guidance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a guarantee of radiyallahu anhum wa radu an, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy and pleased with the companions, and they are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This caused people to accept Islam, to the point where by the time the Prophet ﷺ migrated to Medina, there wasn't a single corner in the Arabian Peninsula that hadn't heard of the Prophet ﷺ. And in every tribe and community, there were people that had started to come into the folds of Islam. So the reality is, as Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said, "من رآه بديهة هابه ومن خالته معرفة أحبه," that whoever would see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from far was in awe of him, and whoever got to know him was in love with him. So we as believers who proclaim to love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we need to learn about his perfect characters, his beautiful characters, and we have to try to emulate him so that the world can witness the beauty of his character sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our hearts and transform us with the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May we spend each and every living moment of our lives trying to emulate the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that we can gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakumullah for your time and attention. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Ustaza Dr. Saleha Gangat ki presentation aapne samak farmayi. And Samin Ikram and Nazreen, Sira Conference special transmission on 770 AM radio, E-Awaz TV, and you're watching on our Facebook, Living the Legacy of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sponsored by Islamic Foundation of Toronto. Jab main Islamic Foundation of Toronto ki baat kar raha hu, to tamam masajid, especially Islamic Foundation of Toronto, which is one of the biggest mosque in North America, yahan par bhi aap logon se chalti hai masjid sari, jiski chahe namazein ho rahi ho ya na ho rahi ho, because of COVID यहाँ पर उसके अखराजात तो वैसे के वैसे ही रहते हैं. स्कूल चल रहा है, वहाँ पर सैकड़ों बच्चे आते हैं, वहाँ पर तालीम हासिल कर रहे हैं इस्लामी तालीमात. और इसके साथ साथ यू नो आपको पता है रोज़ाना की नमाज़ें और फिर जुमे की नमाज. आजकल जुमे की नमाज़ में इतने ज़्यादा लोग नहीं आ सकते वहाँ पर, तो इसलिए फिर भी जो उनके जो डोनेशंस हैं वो भी कम हो गए हैं. तो मेरा और आपका फ़र्ज बनता है ऐसे वक्त में कि हम चाहे वहाँ नमाज पढ़ें ना पढ़ें, चाहे हम मिसागा में रहते हों या विडबी में रहते हों या एजेक्स में रहते हों, तो वहाँ से भी आप इनको डोनेशन की सख्त ज़रूरत है. मेरी दरख्वास्त, मेरी इल्तिजा, मेरी रिक्वेस्ट आप लोगों से ये है कि भाई आप लोग अपना फ़ोन उठाएं, फ़ोन उठा के इनको फ़ोन करें. देखें इतना दो घंटे का प्रोग्राम को इन्होंने स्पॉन्सर किया है. एंड आई थैंक सो मच टू द मैनेजमेंट ऑफ इस्लामिक फाउंडेशन, जनाब अकबर वारसी साहब. आई थैंक यू सो मच शेख यूसुफ बदाद साहब जो यहाँ तशरीफ़ लाए बजाते खुद, और कारी यूसुफ काली यूनुस इंगार साहब वो इधर आए हैं. तो आप लोगों का बहुत बहुत शुक्रिया. मगर मेरी आप लोगों से, आम लोगों से, मुझ जैसे लोगों से, आप लोगों से इल्तिजा गुजारिश ये है कि आप दिल खोल कर इसकी इनकी मदद करें, इस्लामिक फाउंडेशन ऑफ टोरंटो की. अगर अभी आपने कुछ डोनेट करना हो तो वहाँ पर जनाब अकबर वारसी बजात खुद और उनके वॉलंटियर्स मस्जिद में बैठे हैं और आपके फ़ोन कॉल का इंतज़ार कर रहे हैं. छोटा हो बड़ा हो, जो भी डोनेशन देना हो आपने, आप 416-321-0909 स्क्रीन पे आप नंबर देख रहे होंगे, 416-321-0909. बार बार हम ये नंबर फ्लैश करेंगे आपके लिए स्क्रीन पर कि आप इस नंबर पर डायल करें और जो भी आपने डोनेट करना हो, छोटा बड़ा कोई मतलब नहीं रखता ये, मतलब यू हैव टू गिव समथिंग फ्रॉम योर ओन पॉकेट. 416-321-0909 इनका फ़ोन नंबर है. अगेन शेख यूसुफ बदाद साहब मेरे साथ तशरीफ़ फरमा है यहाँ पर. जी शेख साहब.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. So once again, we really appreciate everybody who's watching this program And alhamdulillah, the Islamic Foundation of Toronto has sponsored this program. And the objective is to rekindle our love to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And mashallah, we heard a few presentations, and the last one from Dr. Saliha Ghangat. And inshallah, we are in a few moments going to hear from Sheikh Dr. Yasir Qadi, a presentation on the seerah and the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as pointed out, that this is a program simply to promote our teachings and our love for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there's no fundraising intent here. However, the hosts here are saying that we want to support your masjid. So if anyone would like to contribute and donate in any way, shape or form, then please do call 416-321-0909, and the volunteers are there. And also you can visit the Islamic Foundation website, islamicfoundation.ca, and contribute whatever you can. And as was said by Uncle Majid, that because of COVID-19, the funds have reduced, and there are difficulties. We have to do much sanitization, etc. So your contributions go a long way in helping continue these type of programs as well as upkeep the masjid. May Allah bless us all with the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and connection to the masajid. And inshallah, in a few moments we will be hearing from Dr. Yasir Qadi, and he does not need no introduction. I'm sure many of you have heard him and read his academic articles and seen him at various events. So inshallah, without any further ado, we will be momentarily hearing from Sheikh Dr. Yasir Qadi. Jazakumullahu khairan. The legacy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala hama ba'd. Firstly, a warm jazakumullahu khairan to Imam Yusuf Badat and also to Islamic Foundation of Toronto for reaching out and asking me to share some of my thoughts and comments about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's been a while since I visited Toronto. I hope inshallah ta'ala, once this COVID crisis dies down, that inshallah I'll be able to come soon. And in fact, I'm so itching to travel and to leave that despite the cold, which is something that I always used to complain about, even in the cold, I'm willing to come inshallah ta'ala once this COVID crisis has been removed from us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to expedite that removal. I wanted to share with you some thoughts about the reality really of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam being the single most influential human in all of history. Subhanallah, we take these things for granted. We don't really think about the impact that the seerah has had on all of humanity, not just really on the Muslim ummah, and the lessons and the morals that we can extract from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for all of mankind. It's not just for those who are believers in our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, it is true to say that any human being who studies the life and times of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam should be able to extract morals and should be able to extract characteristics and traits that are indicative of the most successful leaders and movers and shakers in all of humanity. And that is why, in fact, some non-Muslims have even written books about the leadership characteristics, about the successful traits that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had. And amongst them is the fact that he was coming with a unique vision for all of society. He came with something new, and not just in one area, but in every single area that was of importance. He came with a theology that the people needed. He came with ethics, he came with laws, he came with a new vision of society. And subhanallah, this is something that every single mover and shaker, every thinker, do not be satisfied with status quo. Do not be satisfied with how things are. Think about how we can make them better. Now, in fact, in our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of course, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gifted him that this is how we make society better. But every one of us, when we have that knowledge that Allah azza wa jalla has revealed, and we know what is going to make society better, we should not be satisfied with status quo. We want the world around us, and we want the people around us, and we want the people that we live amongst to be better than what they are right now. So we come with a vision. We come come with a plan. We come with a goal that we're going to push society forward. And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with that vision. And in barely 2 decades, the entire Arabian Peninsula was in fact transformed. Another important characteristic of any thought leader, of any community leader, of any mover and shaker, is that there must be sincerity and self-motivation. You must have an internal desire to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and no one else. No matter what the enemies of the Prophet ﷺ accused him of, and they accused him of a lot, no enemy accused him of being insincere. Think about that. They said, "A'udhu billah, a'udhu billah, he's a madman, he's a sahir, he's a majnoon, he's a kahin." They made all of these false accusations. But do you know, one accusation they could never make? The accusation that he was not sincere. Even his worst enemies could not accuse him of that. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a genuine passion in all that he believed in. He demonstrated that sincerity to kith and kin, to friend and foe. Every incident of his life, from the beginning of the prophetic message all the way to his blessed end days, every single incident, it exuded that sincerity and that self-motivation. He was willing to undergo persecution for what he believed in. He maintained his moral integrity. He maintained his character despite all odds, and even his worst enemies had to acknowledge his truthfulness. And that's why even before the prophetic mission, what was he called? He was called As-Sadiq and Al-Amin. And of course, another major message that we learn from the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that success and victory does not come by sitting back and doing nothing. Success and victory only comes after personal struggles, only comes when you take whatever is thrown at you and then you use it to conquer, to rise, to stand up, and to become better even after the struggles. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam faced constant struggles from the time of his birth. He was triple orphan, right? His father, then his mother, then his grandfather, one after the other, and also born into poverty, and also, you know, not having societal help. And yet, subhanallah, from where to where? Look at where he began and look at how he ended up. He wasn't born the son of kings. He wasn't born inheriting multi-million. He didn't have any type of societal power, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gifted him that to rise up to every single challenge and to make every single struggle something that he came out of even stronger than before. And this is of course the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that no matter what happens, our goal, our job is to take every opportunity that we find and come out of it better than before the opportunity and before the trial. Also, what we see from our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the combination of all perfect characters. He had, of course, that confidence. He had, of course, eloquence. He had, of course, courage, you know, to be courageous in the face of adversity. He had persuasiveness. These are all characteristics of successful leaders and also of people that are movers and shakers. Again, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, being the most successful human being in all of history, he had mastered all of these characteristics. The people around him were genuinely inspired. SubhanAllah, this is so difficult to do, and it only comes from the one above. The people around you, to have a team or to have a group of people or to have a following base that is genuinely sincere and loyal to you, that has admiration and respect and love coming from their hearts, this is something that is almost impossible in the real world. The richer you are, the more fake the people around you are. The more powerful you are, the more shallow the people around you are. Why? Because they're only there for your money and for your wealth and for your fame. They're only there for your power. They are not there for you. They're not there for the person and for the ideals that you have. Yet, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam inspired the Sahaba and inspired the loyalty of all Muslims until the day of judgment. To this day, we are willing to give our souls for him. Fidaka abi wa ummi ya Rasulullah. And this can only come with the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when you yourself have those characteristics that are worthy of admiration and that are worthy of that genuine respect that comes when you are sincere to your principles. As well, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most humble and demonstrated humility. No leader has demonstrated the humility of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. arrogance and kibr is something that is despised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and by all of the righteous of mankind. No one likes arrogance. No one likes to be boastful. And typically, with fame and with wealth and with power, one becomes arrogant. It is almost impossible, in fact it is impossible really, these days to find a genuinely humble leader. Yet our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, despite the fame and power, despite the fact that he controlled pretty much all of Arabia by the time of his death sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yet he slept on the floor and he ate from the food of his people, and no one could tell him apart. When somebody walked into the masjid, they could not tell the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from his clothing, from his demeanor. They had to look around and seeing, and it has happened on multiple times that people walked into the masjid and they did not know who the leader, who the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, until somebody addressed him or until Abu Bakr stood up and gave him shade, for example, in one occasion. This shows us the ultimate humility of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Also, another amazing, amazing lesson that all of us learn from our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the genuine care and concern that he had for those around him. SubhanAllah, this is something that we all become guilty of, that we only pay attention to those that can give us some benefit. We only are interested in those that can potentially bring us some interest. And yet our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he genuinely cared for all of the ummah. He would monitor who is there, who isn't there, who is in the gathering, who is sick, who is not feeling well. So much so in the famous incident of the younger brother of Anas ibn Malik, that when this toddler of 3-4 years old, he lost his pet bird. Our Prophet ﷺ noticed that the child was crying. He noticed that the child is sad because there is no pet bird with him. And so he teased him, Ya Aba Umair, ma fa'ala nughair. This is like a teasing thing that, hey little son, what happened to your bird? Tell me. Like that gentleness. Can you imagine? Imagine if you're 4 or 5 years old, right? And the Prophet ﷺ, in the entire gathering, he is going to give attention to you. How would that affect this young child? And the Prophet ﷺ has nothing to gain, but this is the genuine love, that concern and that care that comes from our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Also, an amazing thing as well from our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that he led by example and not just by preaching. We ask Allah's forgiveness for any shortcomings. Wallahi, it's so difficult to preach about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam because we all realize that we fall short of his teachings and of his ideal, that we do not live up, and we seek Allah's refuge for teaching about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and not being able to live up to that. And therefore, keep this point in mind, that just because I'm telling you about this doesn't mean that myself or anyone has perfected. Indeed, he is the one sallallahu alaihi wasallam that is rahmatan lil alameen. He led by example. He didn't just lead by speeches and by telling the people. No, he was literally in the trenches in the battle of the Khandaq. He literally participated in every single one of the major battles. He was at the head of the army in Hunain when the masjid was being constructed. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself took up his garment and wrapped it around himself, and he jumped in and he's carrying the bricks and the stones to build the masjid with his own two hands, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He led by example and not just by preaching. As well, look at the emotional intelligence of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, managing diverse groups of people, taking an assessment of all those around him and nourishing the talent of every single person. This is something that is very, very rare, that you find somebody of a certain talent and you nurture that talent, you foster that, and you make it to the forefront. Our Prophet ﷺ understood that Khalid ibn al-Walid is something different than Abu Huraira, who is someone different than Hassan ibn Thabit, who is someone different than Ibn Abbas. Each one has a role to play, and he gives each one that perfect role, understanding that everybody has strengths and weaknesses. That leadership skill of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, bringing together all different groups of people, uniting people of different backgrounds, different ethnicities, different socioeconomic statuses, different disciplines. What an amazing, amazing human being and persona. The people of all different walks of life have come together, and to this day the ummah as well is united in its love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the defense of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As well, one of the most amazing things is his own, subhanAllah, impeccable characteristics and impeccable behaviors. You know, every single leader, you know, look what is happening now. May Allah protect all of us. One scandal and one embarrassing issue and one this and one that. And, you know, this guy's not releasing his tax returns. That person is guilty of this crime. SubhanAllah, who amongst us is perfect? And yet, our Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, no corruption. No scandal, no embezzlement of funds. Nobody complains, not one thing against him. How perfect of a leader, how perfect of a role model, bi abi huwa ummi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Additionally, in addition to all of this as well, look at his own, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, emotional stability. Look at his control. Never once in his lifetime, never once did he lose character. Never once did he break out of the dignified presence that he was. I mean, who amongst us? I get angry, you get frustrated. We all do things we should not do in public and private. Never once in his entire lifetime did he have, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what we would call like an emotional, you know, breakdown. SubhanAllah, he always maintained the dignity. He always maintained the respect that really can only come from a true prophet of God. And that is why our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he exuded ethical behavior in his own followers. SubhanAllah, what type of person is this that those around him are also becoming and absorbing those qualities and those characteristics? That is truly something that is amazing. As well, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at how quickly things changed. Within 20 years of his preaching of the message, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conquered the lands of Mecca, and the rest of the Arabian Peninsula followed suit. The entire course of history was changed barely in a few decades. Can you imagine pre-Arabia of the Prophet ﷺ versus the post-Sirah? Look at the difference and the contrast. One of the most amazing incidents that changed the entire course of history. There is no successful politician or even theologian or even prophet who was as successful as our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The global impact that happened because of one man whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose and sent, it is something that is incalculable. No other person, even the other faith traditions, if somebody says that, hey, Christianity is larger, so much can be said. But the most important thing here is that the success of Christianity is actually multi-tiered. It didn't just happen overnight. And in fact, in all probability, Constantine probably had more to do with it than anybody else. Our Prophet single-handed, one-man show from Allah's blessings, obviously, everything changed in his own lifetime at his own hands. In addition to all of this, subhanAllah, our Prophet also was a father, and he was a grandfather, and he was a family person. His family was the most successful Ahlul Bayt family, the Ahlul Bayt family. His closest relatives, his wives, were his most important supporters and admirers. You know, so many leaders and so many, you know, may Allah forgive all of us, but this is the reality, that so many people who are in the forefront in society, they might be respected by external people, but internally their family do not look up to them. Internally their children don't like them for whatever reason. They are failures in their internal marriages and whatnot. As for our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all of our mothers loved him. All of his wives are his most ardent followers. In fact, when he gave them the opportunity that, hey, if you want to leave, you know, I will give you this world, but you're not going to be my wife. And if you want to stay with me, this is my simple life. Every one of them, without exception, chose to remain with him and did not want to live a comfortable and luxurious life. And that is the sign of sincerity. When your closest relatives, when your immediate family become your most ardent supporters. As well, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam wasn't just the most successful leader. He in fact created a generation of leaders. SubhanAllah, just look after him. Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Ali radiallahu anhum, each one of them a sahabi and a leader and a khalifa, each one of them of his closest associates. So not only did he himself exude all of these characteristics and qualities, but in fact his followers after him and us to this day, we can also absorb those qualities and inshallah ta'ala try our best to move on. So dear brothers and sisters, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam really is the most successful human being in all of human history. There is no question about this. As I wrap up and wind down, I just have to mention here as well that subhanAllah, our hearts are bleeding in terms of what is happening across the globe, and especially in the country of France, and that we are very, very saddened by the xenophobia and by the hatred that is being shown by the French elite and by Macron in particular, and even as we condemn the violence that is happening and that should not happen as well, at the same time we say that it is not appropriate and it is evil and it is an incitement of hatred when the government is flouting every norm of decency and every norm of human value and causing sacrilege and causing anger. It is just human decency that you don't speak of the deceased in an ill manner. You don't speak of a loved one in this type of... How about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So even as we say nobody should be violent and no one should be hurt, we also say to the government that you are also responsible for what you say and how you act. And it is also your duty to be careful about what you yourself are saying, not because of a threat, but because of human decency, because of dignity, because these are also your own citizens and your own people. What is to be gained by being so crude and so crass and so obnoxious? Of course somebody is going to get angry and snap back, and even as we criticize that snapping back, we say that the government as well should be, you know, toned down and understand that everybody needs to come together and not this type of provocation. So we do ask those in charge that they think through this policy. And as for us, every one of us, the best way to respond to this is to exude the real manners of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to demonstrate what it means to be of those who follow our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send his salat and salam upon the one who was sent as rahmatan lil alameen. May our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his name forever be mentioned amongst those whose names are mentioned. May salat and salam be sent upon him. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrect us with those who love him. And may he allow us to be of those who he makes shafa'a for. And may he allow us to be of those who have his companionship in Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh, Dr. Yasir Qadi. Very good bayan, and iske saath hi bas main aapse bahut shukr guzar hoon janab Qari Yunus Ingar sahab ka, Sheikh Yusuf Badat sahab, Javed Khan sahab, Akbar Warsi sahab, and the whole management of Islamic Foundation of Toronto, jinhone is program ko pichle 2 ghante ka jo program aap dekh rahe hain aur sun rahe hain isko sponsor kiya hai Islamic Foundation of Toronto. Yahan sirf ek appeal and request aapse zarur karunga ke aap تمام مساجد کو ضرورت ہے پیسوں کی, مگر اسلامک فاؤنڈیشن آف ٹورانٹو جو ون آف دا بگیسٹ ماسک ان اینڈ اسکول ان نارتھ امریکہ, یہاں پر ان کو بھی بہت سخت ضرورت ہے آپ کے ڈونیشنس کی. تو بھائی اپنا دل کھول کے, اپنے دل کو تھوڑا سا ہلکا کر لیں, اینڈ دل کھول کے آپ ان لوگوں کو اپنا ڈونیشن دیں. اس وقت رائٹ ناؤ جناب اکبر وارسی صاحب بذات خود اور ان کے ساتھ کوئی کچھ والنٹیئرز بیٹھے ہیں, آپ کے ٹیلی فون کالس کا انتظار کر رہے ہیں. فون نمبر آپ جیسے کہ ہمارے ٹی وی پہ دیکھ رہے ہیں آپ, 416-321-0909 ان کا فون نمبر ہے. آپ پلیز ڈونیٹ جنریسلی. میں اب ریکویسٹ کروں گا جناب قاری یونس انگار صاحب سے کہ وہ ایک خوبصورت نشید آپ لوگوں کے لیے پیش کریں.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. معزز سامعین کرام اور ناظرین کرام, میں آپ لوگوں کی خدمت میں کچھ اشعار پیش کرنے جا رہا ہوں. یہ اشعار جو ہیں ان لوگوں کی طرف سے ہیں جنہوں نے حج اور عمرہ پہ جانے کا ارادہ کیا تھا اس سال, لیکن کووڈ کی وجہ سے انفارچونیٹلی وہ نہیں جا سکے. تو میں ان لوگوں کے جذبات کو اشعار کی صورت میں پیش کرنے جا رہا ہوں. مجھے امید ہے کہ آپ لوگ اسے بغور سماعت فرمائیں گے. رہے جا تے ہیں یہ ارمان ہائے میرے سینے میں, رہے جا تے ہیں یہ ارمان ہائے میرے سینے میں, نہ کعبے کی گلی دے دیکھی نہ پہنچا میں مدینے میں نہ کعبے کی گلی دیکھی نہ پہنچا میں مدینے میں سنا ہے نور کی برسات ہوتی ہے مدینے میں سنا ہے نور کی برسات ہوتی ہے مدینے میں الہی الہی ایک چھیتا لگے ہم سب کے سینے میں الہی ایک چھیتا لگے ہم سب کے سینے میں محمد کی جدائی آگ برکاتی ہے سینے میں محمد کی جدائی آگ برکاتی سینے میں روا جب دیکھتا ہوں قافلے حج کے مہینے میں روا جب دیکھتا ہوں قافلے حج کے مہینے میں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم محمد عیسیٰ تشریف فرما ہے مدینے محمد عیسیٰ تشریف فرما ہے مدینے میں کہ جیسے سورہ یاسین ہے قرآن کے سینے میں کہ جیسے سورہ یاسین ہے قرآن کے سینے میں مزا کیا خاک آئے دور رہ کر ایسے جینے میں مزا کیا خاک آئے دور رہ کر ایسے جینے میں کی پرواہ نہ یہاں تلپے جلے شمع مدینے میں کی پرواہ نہ یہاں تلپے جلے شمع مدینے میں غریب جائے کہاں یا رب ترپتی روح کو لے کر غریب جائے کہاں یا رب ترپتی روح کو لے کر تیرے محبوب کا صدقہ تو پہنچا دے مدینے میں رہے جا تے ہیں ارمان ہائے میرے سینے میں نہ کعبے کی گلی دیکھی نہ پہنچا میں مدینے میں. جزاکم اللہ خیرا.
ماشاءاللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. جناب قاری یونس سنگار صاحب سے آپ نے بہت ہی خوبصورت نشید سماعت فرمائی. اور سامعین کرام ناظرین, ون مور ٹائم سیرا کانفرنس اسپیشل ٹرانسمیشن آن ریڈیو 770 AM اینڈ ای آواز ٹی وی اینڈ فیس بک پہ آپ لائیو یہ پروگرام پچھلے دو گھنٹے سے دیکھ رہے ہیں. لیونگ دا لیگسی آف محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, اسپانسرڈ بائی اسلامک فاؤنڈیشن آف ٹورانٹو. Once again, I would like to thank Islamic Foundation of Toronto, Qari Yunus Ingar sahab jo yahan tashreef laaye, Sheikh Yusuf Badat sahab jo yahan tashreef leke aaye, Janab Javed Khan sahab jo yahan tashreef leke aaye hain, Akbar Warsi sahab aapke donations ka wait kar rahe hain Islamic Foundation of Toronto mein, and the whole management of Islamic Foundation of Toronto, thank you so much for sponsoring these 2 hours. یہاں پر اب میں آپ کو لیے چلتا ہوں جناب یوسف بدات صاحب کے پاس. شیخ یوسف بدات صاحب اس پروگرام کو, آج کے پروگرام کو ریپ اپ کریں گے. جی
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. سو ایز وی نو وی ان دا لاسٹ 2 hours وی اسپوک اباؤٹ دا پروفیٹ محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, وی ہرڈ اباؤٹ ہز لیگیسی, وی ہرڈ سم بیوٹیفل ریسیٹیشنز اینڈ نشیدز اینڈ پوئٹری of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and all of you listening attentively, watching and taking in all the ambiance is a testimony that you all love the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to increase us in our love and our mercy and our connection with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As the title said, living the legacy of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have this great example before us, but we need to constantly stay in touch through studying the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and practicing the message of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On behalf of Islamic Foundation of Toronto, we would like to thank each and every one of you for participating and watching. And inshallah, this program will be on the E-Awaz channel as well as the Islamic Foundation. So you can share it with your family and friends if they were unable to watch it. And inshallah, they will also be inspired. I also want to, on behalf of Islamic Foundation of Toronto, thank the entire Majlis Ashura and the trustees. In particular, our da'wah director, Brother Shah Qadri, hafizahullah, he has been at the forefront of arranging all these programs in coordination with Brother Jawid and E-Awaz, etc. I want to thank Auntie Arifa as well as Brother Jamal and the entire team here that has made this possible. And for sure, our guest, Dr. Yasir Qadi, Dr. Saliha Gangat, and our Imam Qari Yunus Ingar and the entire team, all of the behind the scenes who did the work. So we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inspire us and continue to connect us with the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Once again, this is a program brought to you by the Islamic Foundation of Toronto. It is your masjid, your community center, a host of services that you can see there at the foundation. Please contribute generously and allow us to continue this good work that we are doing through the Islamic Foundation of Toronto. Once again, jazakumullahu khairan. May Allah bless all of you and keep us all safe in this pandemic, and once again give us the great love of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Birahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.
آمین ثم آمین. بہت بہت شکریہ جناب شیخ یوسف بدات صاحب. Again, Imam Sahab Qari Yunus Ingar and Javed Khan Sahab Akbar Warsi and the whole management Shura and all those people who are volunteers in the Islamic Foundation of Toronto. Please, my last appeal to you. Number aapke paas TV pe nazar aa raha hai 416-321-0909. Please donate generously. Ab kuch sponsors ke paigamaat ki taraf jayenge, iske fauri baad program mein aayenge. 416-620-1778 hamara phone number hai.
20 AM, Youngstown, Toronto.
डाइवोर्स या कस्टडी दी लड़ाई जिंदगी दी सब तो औखी लड़ाई हुंदी है क्योंकि तुसी उस शख्स नाल लड़ रहे हुंदे हो जिस नाल तुहाडा घर परिवार ते तुहाडे बच्चे सांझे ने उस वक्त कई सवाल उठते ने कि प्रॉपर्टी किस कोल जाएगी कस्टडी किस नु मिलेगी ते जिंदगी दी सब तो प्यारी दौलत बच्चे किस कोल रहनगे
एस एंड एस लॉयर्स को इन सारे सवालों दे जवाब ते तुहाडे हक ले लड़न